If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're talking about dogs, specifically pups that were brought back from the hurricane zone. Who is there? Paws Chicago. Susanna Wickham is the CEO of Paws Chicago. Thank you for joining us. What kind of pups do you have that need homes?
Oh, we have so many beautiful puppies, lots of litters that have come in. They are spectacularly cute, and they've been through a lot. You know, they've been on a multi-state ride back to Chicago. And the first transport that we got a couple of weeks ago that came to us is from Tennessee. Only about half of the dogs have been adopted so far, so we still have a really nice group of puppies, and we just got another transport in on Monday. Those won't be at our adoption center for a little while because one of them broke with parvo, which is very contagious, and so we've isolated the whole group. So that means it'll be a couple of weeks before they're available, but that's why the best place on earth for them is our medical center where they can be isolated and treated. And then once they recover from parvo, they're fine. They're great. They go on to live long and happy and healthy lives.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, obviously they came from a shelter or situation where people did not test for that. And then now it's a protocol. Every dog that was in that transport van has to be tested or treated, right?
Oh, yeah. They have to be isolated for 2 weeks just to see if they break with the disease, because it is super deadly, especially for unvaccinated puppies. And, you know, the young puppies that come to us, they don't really have immune systems yet. So that's why we treat it very carefully. And we have a really good survival rate with parvo. But in many shelters, it would be a death sentence just simply because it is so contagious. And they would want to keep the rest of the population from becoming infected. That's why when we built our hospital, we put in isolation suites, because that is the way that we can save these precious lives.
And that's why you're a no-kill animal shelter, because there are many shelters that would go, oh, too much work, eliminate them. And that's not what happens at Paws Chicago. I absolutely love what you do, Suzanne.
Oh, I love it too. You know, yesterday I was at our medical center and we had a mama dog who came in about a week ago pregnant, and we had to deliver the babies by C-section. And to see these little puppies come out squirming, you know, getting their first breaths of life, it's just miraculous what our vets can do. And I'm blown away by it every single day.
So if people want to adopt one of these pups that was, you know, saved from the situation that has just become more dire, whenever there's a hurricane, it's not just the few days that follow, it's the weeks and months that things are still pretty difficult and awful. How do they reach out to Paws? How do they come take a look at one of these pups?
Yeah, I would say go to our website. They'll be marked on the website under Adoptable Dogs. And just sign up, you can actually just walk into our adoption center. But it's nice to make an appointment. That way we're prepared and we make sure that you have that individualized service. But also sign up to foster. We're in desperate need of fosters. As I mentioned, that mama and her two puppies, they went into foster within maybe an hour and a half of her giving birth.
Because
it was incredible. And those puppies were immediately attached and feeding from their mom, and she was taking care of them. And so we always say mom does all the work. So fosters can have really incredible, beautiful experiences with our animals. And, of course, we also have easier fosters, not necessarily a whole litter or a whole family. It could be one dog or one cat or a few kittens. And so fostering really does help us amplify our life-saving, because it gives us more room at our hospital. And it also, the pets recover better, they come of age better, they're more socialized. There's so many good things for them being in a foster home. Volunteers we need all the time. You can come and walk dogs and socialize cats. And then, of course, donations. You can go to our Amazon wish list. You can go to our website and make a donation. All of those things really help us help animals.
Oh, the Amazon wish list is so easy. Yeah, definitely participate in that. And a couple other things that I don't think we've talked about before is that you're taking internship applications. So people can apply, not people, but college students, for a Paws Chicago internship for the spring of 2025. I love this program.
I love it too. And it's great because we actually end up hiring many of our interns. It's a great way to get into animal welfare, but it's also a great thing to do and really get wonderful work experience. It'll be something people talk to you about on your resume for the rest of your career, so certainly worth doing. And it's really heartwarming. Many of them become adopters, too.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon to end an internship with a pet from Paws.
Absolutely. I've got a whole house full of them. You also have a Paws Junior volunteer program. So if you have anyone between the ages of 12 and 17 and they love animals and this is their passion, what a great way to get them involved in a stellar organization.
It's such a great thing. And it's actually a really nice thing for parents to do with their kids. It's a real bonding experience to help animals. It's hard to describe the feeling that you get when you care for this helpless creature and you know that it's waiting for a home. You feel so good about what you're doing. It's just a really wonderful thing to do with the family.
And will someone please go on pawschicago.org right now, click on Adopt for Dogs, and look up Della. Oh, my gosh. I can't even stand it. Della looks like she is probably an English bulldog. She has quite a story, and she needs a little love. Okay, she needs some love, and she's one of those that needs more than just a foster home because you got to help her heal. But she's got a beautiful story, and that's just one of the many dogs that you should check out. And, of course, those hurricane pups need homes as well or foster homes. So pawschicago.org. And, Susanna, keep doing what you do.
Oh, and keep doing what you do, Lisa. You do so much to help the community, and we just love you so much at Paws. We really appreciate you. Thank you for helping the animals.
Oh, thank you. My gosh, I love that. I've been on the Paws Board of Directors for quite a few years, and I just don't feel like I contribute enough. So sharing their story with you makes me feel like I'm helping in some small way. But this dog, Della, oh, my gosh, so sweet. She needs a little help, and they set you up so it is a success. So if you take her in as a foster, but you're also going to find whatever dogs you connect with as well. So pawschicago.org.